see the script, but I've no doubt if it isn't up to par, they'll chuck it out. Ooh la 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 la. All my actor friends are cracking wise, but I can see the envy in their eyes. Ooh la 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 la.
The mic is hot.
Burning hot.
Yikes.
Welcome.
Oh.
Welcome
to Fan Fiction Writers Room. I'm your editing manager, Spencer Sporis.
And I'm your managing editor, Liz Cernick.
Here on Fan Fiction Writers Room, we take characters submitted by you, the listener, and weave them into a masterpiece in the way all great stories were meant to be told.
By amateurs on the internet. You'd like to suggest characters for us? Submit them to ffwrshow@gmail.com. Well, some exciting news.
Your news?
I just watched Venom.
And how was Venom?
It was great.
Yeah.
How did you like it?
I loved it. I was howling with laughter during most of it. It was very good. More movies should have slow motion motorcycle jumps.
Yes.
In them. I'm thinking like Star is Born.
Ooh.
So Bradley Cooper's like, Lady Gaga, you have to sing. And Lady Gaga's like, no, I can't sing. And he's like, you have to sing. What is A Star is Born about?
No, you got it.
I got that's it. That's what it's it. About.
And then she does sing.
And then she
and
sings.
And then he's like, oh, we got to up your act. And then she does some sweet motorcycle things.
Well, I think the crowd goes nuts and she gets on her motorcycle and like drives off a ramp and then it's slow motion and she takes out two machine guns and shoots robots, probably.
I think so.
Yeah.
But then she crashes, breaks her neck.
Mm-hmm.
In a paraplegic coma.
Yep.
And then he has to pull the plug for her.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I think we'll have to watch that movie next.
Yeah. Just like Million Dollar Baby.
Just like Million Dollar Baby.
Yep. Creators of Million Dollar Baby are going to see who A Star is Born. It's the same plot.
Is $1 Million Baby a sequel to The Million Dollar Man?
No, it's a prequel.
It's a prequel?
Because it's the baby version.
It's not like Son of Mask?
No. No. Now, you might be getting it confused with Million Dollar Baby, the boxing movie with Hilary Swank.
Yes, that is what I'm thinking of.
But there's a movie called A Million Dollar Baby.
What? No, there isn't.
It's the prequel to The Million Dollar Man.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for no-butting you.
And that's my review of Venom.
Has a yes-and ever... The best yes-ands are one that, while you're yes-anding, you start convincing yourself that the thing we're talking about is real?
And it's also difficult when it's like, one of you knows that it's a bit, and the other is like, I'm going along with it, but we both making this up?
I'm a little confused.
That's a weird story. So speaking of yes-anding, that's so irritating these days in, action movies, superhero movies, any of these movies that take so long to, like, get going.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the meat of the story. Just do some cool action stuff. Like, all these characters in first act just turning away the call of the hero. No, I cannot do it. There's no butting the plot.
Right.
He's just like, fucking do it. Come on.
There was the bit.
Make the bad decisions already.
There was the bit where Venom was like, oh man, I really gotta save the world, but my taxes are due tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And then he just sat there and did his taxes.
And then a bunch of people just randomly came up to them and were like, hey, by the way, I got some sweet, cool, secret information for you. This would be great for all of your things that you want to accomplish. And he says, no, I don't want to do that. Wait.
I like the bit where the bad guy showed up and pointed guns at him. And he was like, do you guys want to watch Terrace House with me? And they all sat down and watched, and we watched 3 seasons of Terrace House in the movie theater.
I'm assuming it was a paid advertisement, thing.
Maybe Sony is involved in Terrace House, they have some sort of stake in it, but.
Uh-huh. And it was never like it cuts to Terrace House. It was always like a shaky cam over the shoulder of someone watching the TV in Tom Hardy's apartment.
Yeah, like you could hear Tom Hardy coughing sometimes.
Yeah.
and like, yeah, the bad guys, because there was like 50 guys that showed up at his apartment with guns, like,
yeah.
It's that's not great to get the camera in there to mm-hmm. film the TV, so yeah, it was kind of the worst way to watch three seasons of Terrace House.
Mm-hmm. But interesting artistic choices in a Sony superhero movie,
mm-hmm.
in the spin-off Spider-Man universe movies, I guess, that are now a thing?
Yeah.
I can't wait for Black Cat. It's gonna be great.
Yep. Do you think Andrew Garfield Spider-Man's gonna show up in these?
He better.
Or Tobey Maguire Spider-Man?
Oh my god. Live action Into the Spider-Verse!
Yeah.
Of all the Spider-Mans!
All the Spider-Mans
all
just hanging
Parkers.
Out?
All the Peter Parkers! And the universes collide, and then Tobey Maguire, and Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland, and maybe some of the voice actors from the cartoon versions.
Yeah, like Donald Glover, and...
have to team up and save the universe.
Or they could just all... they could all just hang out, like,
and
do each other's
house,
hair. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Like, I'd watch a movie where just, like, Tom Holland and Tobey Maguire talk about, like, their favorite, I don't know, snacks.
Would you watch that movie? I mean, okay. I bet you would.
Yes.
I mean, do you think people would watch that movie, though?
I don't know if it's a billion-dollar movie.
Even if it's not you.
You know, now that I say it out loud, a movie where, like, Tom Holland is playing with Andrew Garfield's hair,
yeah.
Like, maybe it's a little more niche than
uh-huh.
I...
Don't get me wrong, that can be a scene
yeah.
in the live-action Spider-Man multiverse mashup
mm-hmm,
extravaganza.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That would be the title of it.
Yes.
But maybe not a full movie of just hair playing.
Yeah. There's fan theories, the brother of fan fiction, fan theories, that the Spider-Man in the Spider-Verse, in Into the Spider-Verse, the Peter Parker, is the Tobey Maguire Peter Parker.
What? That's crazy!
Because in the trailer, they do the upside-down kiss. Like the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man
right.
did.
And you're right, and Tobey Maguire is the only Spider-Man that has ever, or will ever,
uh-huh.
or even did that ever.
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah.
So what characters do we have?
Okay,
or
you want to just get into it?
Are we going to do a different, yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's just get into it.
If we're just going to bullshit, we might as well bullshit about some characters that we're going to...
Okay. So we're trying things a little different this time. I have a dice here, and we're going to roll it. Okay, we got four. So, Lala from the Teletubbies, sent in by Julia Wong.
Okay.
So, Lala is the girly Teletubby.
Which color is that?
She's yellow.
Okay.
So, she's, she likes to play with her big ball.
Mm-hmm.
She sings and dances.
Mm-hmm.
Lala. That's why she's called
I see.
Lala. And her catchphrase is... Bibbly cheese?
Now, I did not know Teletubbies had catchphrases.
I mean...
Do all of them?
I don't know if all of them do. I think... You know how, like, Teletubbies don't really have words? Like, they have, like, they say, like, porridge. Is it
mm-hmm.
porridge they eat?
Custard.
Custard.
Yeah.
They all say custard. They say, like, words here and there.
Right.
I think bibbly cheese is, like, her being wacky.
Okay.
It's like, what, Lala...
That's not a word.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Goofy. Goofy Lala.
Oh, man.
Okay, so this is what I want to do here.
Okay.
I want to set a day in the life of Lala.
Mm.
So Lala, she probably wakes up, she eats some custard, she looks up at the baby son.
Baby son.
And... Like, life is good for Lala. Like, she's in this magical paradise where all the custard you can eat, the giant ball to play with, you look at the television on your tummy, and you watch an interview with a 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Now, what is the established canon of the Teletubbies? Do they live on an alien planet?
I don't...
Is there any backstory to it?
I don't think so. I mean, there might be in some sort of, like... show Bible somewhere.
Mm.
But as far as we, the public, are concerned, we don't know what they're doing. They're just hanging out, eating custard, and doing their thing. Do you have any relationship with Teletubbies? Like, did you watch it when you were little?
When I was in grade, like, 5 or 4, it got super huge.
Mm-hmm.
But me and my classmates were too old for it.
Mm-hmm.
But yet it still caught on in a big way among everyone. It was weird. Just like a thing.
I think I might have been too old for it. Like, I think we made fun of one of my younger friends for watching it, but we would, like, watch it with him.
Yeah.
It was that kind of scenario where, like,
it was so
there was
popular.
Something about it that was, like, hypnotic.
Uh-huh. I remember being super popular, and I was a bit confused. It was like everyone was doing a bit at the same time that I wasn't privy to.
Right.
And I was just really confused. Like, so do we actually like this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we all, like, pretending? Or is it, like, a weird thing where, like, we're trying to recapture our youth without really even realizing it? But it was, like, yeah, the concept, the brand of Teletubbies was, like, super big in grade 4 and grade 5. Even
yeah.
though it wasn't, like, a show any of us would watch, because it was for toddlers.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, it was super big. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People had, like, their favorite Teletubbies.
Do you know, like, how Teletubbies was shot?
No.
It's a little bit interesting. It's, like, they shot it on a big farm land in, like, Scotland or Europe somewhere. And they made all of the sets huge.
Oh.
So that the Teletubbies would look small, even though they were these, you know, human beings wearing these costumes. But the sets are so much bigger than them because they're meant to be, like, little kids, little babies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting. Look up some photos of the behind-the-scenes Teletubbies. It's really interesting.
With, like, giant foam flowers and stuff behind them?
Huh. Lala gets up, and she goes and says hi to her friends, Poe and
Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky and Dipsy. But Lala's doing her own thing today.
Okay.
She walks outside and goes to play with her big ball. And then... So now, what I'm trying to set up is we need a until one day.
Yeah.
So stories have, like, you know, they try and set up, like, a regular thing, like a day in the life, and then everything goes awry.
Okay.
And fan fictions are really great for that because we have context already. We know who Edward Cullen is. So we can start right off with the until one day. They meet Spencer, Edward Cullen meets Spencer, and they get whisked away to a magical adventure.
Right. We didn't roll Edward Cullen, though.
I know.
That's your example, though.
This is my example.
Okay.
So, I'm trying to until one day Lala. So, Lala's life is pretty great.
Yes.
We could inject the horrors of reality, you know? Like, maybe she falls... while playing with her ball, and rolls down a hill and arrives in, like, a gritty city, like New York, and the crime rate is high, and it's like, Lala has to deal with the realities of the universe.
Is it like she fell through a dimension? Like a portal?
I think...
And now she's in the real world?
I think it was just, like, the real world is right there.
Like, there was a border between Teletubby country and... our country.
Yes.
Real life.
Mm-hmm.
And New York. Just
New York.
Where every story is set.
Exactly. Except for Venom, which is set in San Francisco.
Even though he came from New York.
He came from New York, yeah.
So, is Lala going to become a hard-boiled PI?
Yes, she
Private
is.
On?
Lala...
Oh, she records people
with her
sneaking on their spouses, and then it records on her tummy.
Oh, okay.
And that's how she shows the client.
Yes.
You're not going to want to see this. You got it.
So Lala sets up, she falls into this, into New York.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get back home.
Yeah.
So she has to learn to adapt. Time goes by. We cut to 3 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And
she needs to make money to pay her rent.
So she's living in this dingy... apartment/office, as PIs do.
Right, where the pull-out bed, for the Murphy bed from the wall. Yeah, like in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Exactly. Someone walks in and needs a case solved.
Yeah.
Maybe another character.
Mmm.
Where'd the dice go? 5. So, Johnny Bravo.
Oh, with legs up to here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sexy Johnny Bravo.
Wearing a red dress.
Yeah.
Walks in and says, Lala. What do detectives have, like, a title?
I don't think Private Eyes do.
No, yeah.
If it was an actual detective with on a police force, you would call them Detective Blah.
Right, yeah. But she's not. She's just a Private Eye. So, like, I guess Ms. Lala. Ms. Lala. I am. So Johnny Bravo is, of course, if you don't know who Johnny Bravo is.
Yeah, yeah.
Johnny Bravo is from the Cartoon Network. He is...
from the show called Johnny Bravo.
Yes. Basically a huge narcissist who, with a heart of gold, who hits on all the ladies because he is very full of himself and they don't like him.
And he thinks he's super sexy and he's basically like an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah, it's like a bad Elvis impression. A blonde Elvis. And so, yeah, he walks in, he says, Ms. Lala, I presume.
Bibbly tease. Now, does Lala learn how to talk?
Sure,
she
yeah.
uses her words better.
Let's say she can talk, but, like, still she's not eloquent.
Mm-hmm.
She's, you know, it's like a 5-year-old talking.
Okay.
Or maybe, like... she was a 5-year-old talking, now she's like a 9-year-old.
A 6-year-old.
Yes. Exactly. Now, Johnny's problem is Ms. Lala. Someone has taken my piggy bank. Wait, isn't that a thing?
The Maltese Falcon?
Yes.
His piggy bank?
I'm
from the show?
No, I'm thinking like they're surely. There is a detective story. Oh, I'm thinking of the Duck Rogers Looney Tunes short. That is the premise. Is that...
was that a Daffy Duck?
Daffy Duck.
Is a hard-boiled film noir detective?
Yeah, and he's trying to find everyone's piggy banks.
Oh.
We can steal it. I don't care.
Was Porky Pig in that one?
Maybe.
Maybe I don't think I remember that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds that's funny. Okay. It's very
yeah,
funny. So, my piggy bank, it's been stolen, or smashed, or it was smashed.
Smashed? Wait, I'm not you, I'm me.
Yeah.
Smashed? Who would have done such a thing? I'm Italian, Debbie.
Yes, you... I've come to you to figure out who smashed my piggy bank.
So is it like the piggy bank's dead? Or is it like the money was stolen?
Both.
Murder.
So, yeah, it's murder.
Moida.
But,
Moida most fail.
But yeah, Johnny Bravo's has had his wonderful piggy bank that he loved smashed, destroyed, and the money from within stolen.
Detective Lala is on the case.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's smoking a cigarette. She's a long drag. Now tell me about this pig of yours.
Well, he was the bravest pig I've ever met. He carried my ones, my twos. He'd even carry my tens.
All right. Should we go to the
Do you want a description? He's pink, kind
of
small looking, little thing on the top to put money in. So they go to the scene of the crime, but it's all cleaned up.
Who cleaned up the scene of the crime?
I don't understand. Piggy was right here, smashed and crushed, and oh my god. What is happening?
Was it the maid? Do you have a maid?
Yes.
Who would clean up crimes?
I'll talk to my mama. Mama? Did you clean up my...
what does his mom sound like?
Probably just a mom, right?
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah, sure. Did you clean the...
up all the glass shards that was in your room? Yeah, I swept it all up and put it in the garbage.
Mom, that was my piggy. My favorite piggy.
It was so smashed up, how was I supposed to know? cleaned it up real good.
So they go...
If you check in the dumpster.
They go to the dumpster. And they look through...
The trash. But the garbage truck is driving away to the dump.
They're gonna chase the dump. So they get on... They get into a cab and they say, follow that dump truck. And Lala is...
Driving?
Yeah.
Kick the cab driver out. I'll take this wheel.
This is a piggy bank emergency.
Yeah.
And, you know, drives... The dump truck is gunning it.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you know, ignoring red lights and...
He's in a big hurry.
Big hurry to get to the dump. And they're chasing after her and,
No, I know.
What?
They steal a motorcycle.
Mm.
And then they can do a bunch of really cool motorcycle flips and tricks in slow motion.
Of course. So, yeah, they kick off. So
Lala steals a taxi.
Yes.
And then Johnny Bravo steals a police motorcycle.
Okay.
Then they chase after the truck. And is the policeman also chasing them?
Yes.
Pretty exciting.
So, Johnny Bravo is driving after the dump truck, and the dump truck sees he's being followed, and guns it, and he hits the switch that lowers the dump truck.
Oh, yeah?
Lowers, like, the ramp.
Oh.
The ramp, and Johnny goes off the ramp.
Oh.
And he flies off the bike. Whoa, mama! I don't know if he always said mama. I'm going to say yes, Johnny ma'am. Bravo always says mama. Mama! And he flips and lands into the dump truck.
Nice.
And the motorcycle lands into the dump truck. And it
starts... And explodes! No, maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it explodes.
And the dump truck starts to crush. Crush.
Oh no! The truck had a crusher in the back?
Yeah.
A compactor?
Why not?
I think dump trucks have compactors in the
back. I believe they do. Yeah. Like, they're not as intense as, like, the ones at the actual dump, but they, you know, they shove things in.
Yep.
Lala, save me!
Oh, what can Lala do?
Well, Lala loves to sing.
That's right.
Play with a big ball.
And what animals love garbage? Raccoons. And what do raccoons love to do? Sing. So.
Okay, how about this? So Lala starts sending out a signal.
Yeah, with her antenna.
With her antenna. And it attracts all the raccoons. No. We can get out of this one. Okay.
She sings very loud.
Okay, this is... She sings very loud.
She's... Oh, maybe she lifts up her fedora. And the ball was under there the whole time.
Yes.
She's keeping it there. Looney Tunes style. And
yes.
She bounces her big red ball and throws it at the compactor.
She leans out of the taxi cab window.
Uh-huh.
And she throws the ball up once, twice, and lines it up the shot perfectly, throws it.
Yeah.
And it lands into the dump truck just as the compactor is... compacting on Bravo. He's about to be crushed.
Yeah, but then the ball knocks him out of the way of the compactor. And the ball is in the compactor.
And
it's too strong.
The ball is made out of really good, strong
Teletubby rubber.
Yeah. The strongest substance known to man. Yeah. Teletubby rubber.
That's right. Teletrubber.
And the dump truck swerves to the side of the road. And Lala swerves as well. Like, basically, the dump truck
is... Like, they're drifting?
Yeah. It's like Tokyo Drift.
Uh-huh.
But the dump truck does, like, a 180 because it's so big.
Right.
And, like, it spins, and flips over, and it's on its side, and it comes to a slow stop.
Uh-huh. Right in front of the dump.
And Lala Tokyo drifts and doesn't, like, come so close to smashing into the dump truck, but stops right in front of it.
Ooh, nice.
And so Lala gets out and, like, jumps on top and pulls out the ball and grabs Johnny and pulls him from the dump truck and saves him.
But the garbage man in the cabin of the truck is like, you'll never get my trash! And he pulls the lever, and the back of the truck opens, and all of the trash falls into the dump. And oh no, now it's mingled in with all of the dump trash.
Mm-hmm. Lala grabs the garbage man.
What do you think you're doing? And he says,
You'll never get it out of me. You'll never figure out.
This goes all the way to the top. You'll never get that piggy bank back. It was a conspiracy the whole time.
And then he cracks his tooth.
Oh
and
my god. Poison gas.
Bubbles start. And he's dead. And then, cyanide capsule.
And he's dead, and Lala's still grabbing his lapels. And then Lala goes, time to take out the trash. And throws his body into the compactor in the back of the truck.
And
it crushes. Beep, beep, beep.
And we'll be right back on Fan Fiction Writer's Room.
I'm a great hairy hope of like a lycanthrope. I've got a hair in my soap. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're going to do Diving into the Lore. This week, we're going to look at Venom. So let's see what we can find.
Everyone's
here.
Favorite goopy antihero.
Ostracized by its brethren for unknown reasons.
Oh.
The symbiote was discovered by Kree explorers who speculated it was being shunned due to its cognitive defects and decided to harvest it for further study.
I'm sorry. Kree explorers? So like, was it originally not from space?
It is from space. Kree are an alien race, yeah? Aren't Krees a type of Marvel alien?
Spell it.
K-R-E-E.
Oh. I was like Kree Native Americans? Like,
oh,
C-R-E-E?
No.
Like, the Plains Kree? I was like, wait, what? Kree explorers?
No,
found?
Yeah.
Okay, so
Kree are blue-skinned humanoid race of extraterrestrial beings that hail from the planet Hala.
Hala!
Yeah.
Hala, your boy.
That's why they call it that.
Okay. So that's how the symbiote was first found.
Yeah.
We don't know why. The other symbiotes did not want anything to do with him. Now, I suspect that's the first chronological time that the symbiote was, like, that's the chronologically his beginning of his story.
Mm-hmm.
But I suspect that's not actually the first time we saw him in the comics.
No.
Like, that's not, published at first thing.
Spider-Man found the prison module the symbiote had been trapped in and activated the machine, which released the symbiote in the form of a black sphere. When Spider-Man touched the sphere, it covered his body and seemingly reacting to Spider-Man's thoughts about the outfit worn by the second Spider-Woman, formed a new black and white costume. To Spider-Man's surprise, the suit could mimic street clothes.
Wow.
And provide a seemingly inexhaustible and stronger supply of webbing.
Super suit!
So,
super spider suit! Triple S!
Alright, let's skip ahead a little bit. We know he puts on the suit and he goes back home and he wears a black suit for a minute. Upon learning the black suit was not only alive but sentient.
And it wanted him to eat people's brains.
And wished to permanently bond with him. Peter rejected it out of shock and disgust.
Boring.
Yeah, I want some deep, deep
Eddie,
lore.
Eddie. I want to see Eddie Brock.
Okay.
Everybody's favorite.
During the battle between Spider-Man, Styx, the band, I guess. Who's Styx?
Yeah, probably Styx. Probably the
band,
Styx.
Yeah, it's the band. It's definitely the band and not Jacob Eachhorn.
Uh-huh.
And Stone.
I bet Kiss are in there, too.
The
Spider-Man Kiss.
Was seemingly killed by Styx's lethal touch.
Uh-huh.
I haven't heard that song.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It recovered and sought Eddie out, freeing him from prison while leaving an asexually produced Spawn behind. This Spawn bonded with serial killer Cletus Kasady, becoming
Uh-oh.
Known as Carnage.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah.
He's gonna cause some mayhem.
Yep. Oh, here's the Life Foundation. Venom was captured by the Life Foundation, which separated Eddie from the symbiote and forced it to give birth to 5 offspring. Riot, Lasher,
Ace,
Phage, Agony, and Scream. Sure,
Phage?
That must be a
that?
Word that's not just like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not,
P-H-A-G-E. Phage.
It's not Riot, Scream, Lasher, Agony, and...
Wacky Wonga Wonga.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, during a battle between Venom, Spider-Man, and the Fantastic Four, the symbiote's tongue was severed and wound up in the possession of the Eratat Corporation. Let's click that.
Is the tongue sentient on its own?
Oh, that would be amazing.
I love it.
And used it to create a modified clone of the symbiote. So, oh, kinda...
But like tongue-based powers.
Meets the tongue version of him, and he's like, oh, it's you, it's me, but...
It's you with tongue-ier.
More tongue-y. The Arad Corporation intended for the clone to be simulated by the original symbiote. I love how every corporation in the Marvel Universe is just evil.
Comics are so good. Why aren't I reading comics right now?
It would be induce the gestation of an army of symbiotes to exterminate all life on Earth? All right, I'm going to click Arad Corporation.
Just for fun. They want to escape to space and then destroy Earth.
I mean, it looks... Yeah, it's based out of Canada.
Oh. Now, comics seem to have a very skewed version of what happens in Canada.
Yeah.
They seem to think it's just, like, America, but North.
Yeah.
Giant corporations and, like, lots of wacky stuff. But, like, just America, but foreign.
America, like, but foreign.
Crazy shit happens in Canada.
This is just the things they acknowledge about Canada.
Corporations.
Harry drinks beer, chomps cigars, and says bub.
That's right.
That is what Canadians do.
Yes. And our government is always creating super soldiers in evil top secret experiments.
Yes.
And no one speaks French.
No one speaks French. He became part of Norman Osborn's Sinister 12.
Wow.
Sinister 12... does not have the alliteration potential of Sinister
Six. Sure doesn't. Because it's double as sinister.
Yeah. They should have called it the Sinister Dozen, or like the Dirty Dozen, or the...
That would have been great.
Yeah.
Dirty Dozen. After Sinister 16. Anything.
Oh, yeah.
It starts with S.
Figure out four other guys and throw them in there.
Yeah. Just grab four of the other symbiotes. Done.
Yeah. In its portrayal in the show Spider-Man the Animated Series, is that it caused its host to bring out their most aggressive and violent side. In the comics, this aspect
not the comics?
Of the symbiote originally didn't exist. Interesting. So
that's
the
so
whole
stupid. Because that's whole, like, one of the best parts of the character is that it causes your rage to like it's a manifestation of rage, which is so interesting.
Yeah, I definitely like before I had seen Venom the movie. I think I've even talked about this on the show.
Yeah.
I didn't really get Venom because it's like Venom is just bigger, stronger Spider-Man, but I think the interesting part of Venom, like, why would you make a Venom spinoff, is the bit where Spider-Man wears the suit and becomes angry.
Yeah.
But I guess not. I guess that's not part of it.
It's just that he's gross and weird, I guess.
Yeah. A little after, they were summoned to an alternate universe by Venomized versions of Captain America and Doctor Strange to help a multiversal war against the Poisons, an extra-dimensional alien race that permanently bonds with symbiotes, consuming their host's bodies to complete the bonding process and also assimilate their powers. At the last moments, the Venomized Doctor Strange sent the remaining Venoms back home before the poison ship exploded.
Now that's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of stuff I want to know.
Okay, so here is the Venomized. Here's a Venomized. It looks like there's Venom, Captain America, Wolverine, Black Panther, maybe that's Ghost Rider, and Rocket Raccoon. So that's Venomized all those guys.
They all look so similar.
Yeah. It like...
It's just a bunch of Venoms.
Putting on...
One has cat ears. Wow. One has a Doctor Strange cloak. Wow.
The Marvel characters don't have interesting enough silhouettes.
Yeah.
To make them all black. And then, like, it works.
Yeah.
If you make all of your characters
the
black
same
colored,
template of... Big buff man.
With, like, white highlights, it's not... It showcases how similar all your guys look. This is weird, and I love it. Sometime later, the symbiote began to suffer of an ancient and powerful evil deity that was worshipped by symbiotes in the ancient past.
Okay.
As the symbiote's god's influence over it intensified, the Venom symbiote was inflicted with increasingly frequent and intense bouts of insanity and bloodlust. This prompted Eddie to suppress it.
So an evil old god.
Yeah.
That
the symbiote's god.
God.
Merged with Venom, the symbiote, not Eddie Brock. Eddie had to suppress it with antipsychosis medication.
What was this evil god called?
It looks like it's just the symbiote god.
It wasn't called anything specific? Like the goddess Arachinos.
It's called Null?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
The Null God. God of the Void.
Null was an ancient malevolent deity whose existence predates the universe itself. Null used the slain celestial severed head as a forge to temper his symbiote sword. He's got a symbiote sword. Despite the setback, Null created an army of symbiotes and used them to conquer planets and devour entire civilizations.
Did Null make the symbiotes? Are they like his people? Like God made Adam and the humans.
Okay.
And Null made symbiotes in their symbiote Eden.
So symbiotes are actually called, the race is called Kleintars.
The Kleintars. Kleintartars.
Symbiote extraterrestrials created at the beginning of the universe by the primordial deity Null, who manifested the first symbiote from his shadow to slaughter the Celestials and other deities. Well, stranded on...
So they're mythical beings.
Yeah.
They're magical.
I love... This is why superhero comics are great and why they're terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's like both...
They're great.
I love it. Like, I absolutely love it. But it's like, Spider-Man is friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. He's a kid who lives in Queens. He fights weirdos wearing the costumes. And the one time he goes to space, he meets a ancient God-created race, and it changes his life forever. Like, it changes the entire Earth, course of Earth, because he brings the Venom symbiote back to Earth. And that is connected to this thing that Spider-Man has no reason to be talking to...
Some sort of eon-spanning war between Celestials and evil beings and goddesses.
And somewhere in the middle of this is Peter Parker.
Who's just, like, beating up crooks and queens.
Yeah, who just, like, takes down drug dealers.
And also, like, so what? Like, this kid that has all the powers of a spider, he's gonna, like, destroy the evil entity from the beginning of the universe.
Yeah, right.
Like, if that's one of his villains, what even is this?
Yeah. So that's why Marvel Comics is the best, and anyone who criticizes it...
Are bad,
and should feel bad.
Uh-huh.
Go and watch Captain Marvel today, you chunk.
Pirate it today. It's not out yet.
No. All right, let's get back to our fan fiction.
Whatever was happening...
So Lala and Johnny Bravo chase down the dumpster.
Oh, yeah, they figured out... It goes all the way to the top and all the way to the bottom.
Yeah.
The dumpster man. The trash man.
Yes. Lala goes to... Where do you find out information about garbage men?
Of course. The garbage council.
The garbage union.
Yeah. City Hall?
The garbage...
Maybe they just go to City Hall and fill out some forms about... Trash collection in their neighborhood.
Yeah. They just vote in their
local elections.
Lala enters into the dump.
Mm-hmm.
And there's garbage men, like, crawling on the garbage like they're spiders.
Yes.
And they're...
Because they all live in the dump.
And they all live in the dump. Uh-huh. And they're like...
They fused with the garbage.
Yes.
And it's one with them.
They are one with the garbage. Any garbage... has collected, yeah, they're like ants. They all are one mind, the garbage. They have powers of all garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny's like, I don't know about this, Lala.
Be strong, my friend. Gotta collect this piggy bank shards?
Yeah, they're on a...
Think hard. What would... this garbage monstrosity want with your piggy bank? What secrets was it holding?
Why have you come here?
Oh no!
Do you perhaps want to recycle some garbage? Upcycle? What are you here for?
This is the dump. And voices, the garbage men's voices are all talking at once.
Okay.
And yeah, and they, it's like the garbage council, like the garbage man comes down and garbage is covering his face. Mm. And it's like a tentacle that comes up and reaches to the top of the pile.
Spooky.
And he's like hanging. I was going to say he's hanging down like almost dead, but no, he's very prim and proper with this garbage face. Uh-huh. And he's wearing like a coverall.
Yeah.
But he talks like he's should be played by Hannibal Lecter. What's his face?
Oh, yep. Mads Mikkelsen.
Sure, Mads Mikkelsen. I was going a Ridge.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Let's do Mads.
The other one.
Yeah, let's do Mads Mikkelsen.
Why have you come here?
Listen, Garbagino.
That's me. The Garbagino.
We don't want no trouble. We just want to get a piggy bank. What was stolen from my good friend Johnny Bravo here.
That's the problem, you see. We control... If we control the piggy banks, we control capital.
Oh, no!
And if we control capital, we control the world.
Where are we supposed to keep all of our loose change, then?
That's the thing. You know how much loose change ends up in the garbage? More than you would think.
Whoa.
You'd think it wouldn't be much, but it's actually a fair amount.
I think...
I don't know where to go.
I think the garbage monster attacks.
Oh.
And, like, so swarms of, like, trash tentacles are stringing down, and garbage men have, like, garbage-based armor that they're fighting with, and...
Uh-huh.
And, like, maybe throwing projectiles of, like, diapers and...
Oh, gross.
Yeah, and...
And banana peels banana to slip on.
Lala and Johnny are trying to get out of there.
Oh, yeah, they're running real hard. Quick, further into the dump! Where should we go? Further into the dump, let's go!
And they run, and they run, and they run. Lala grabs a door off a... I mean, the door... She's not strong enough to grab a door off of a car.
Uh-huh. But there's just a loose one hanging.
There's a loose one hanging.
Mm-hmm.
That she... It's a little bit attached to the car, so she rips it off with just the last bit. And then she grabs Johnny, and they slide down...
Oh, the mountains of garbage.
The mountains of garbage.
Using the car door like a sled.
Like a sled. They hit a bump, and they go flying in midair, and it's
slow motion,
and it's so cool.
Oh, heck yeah, and they do a couple barrel rolls.
Yeah.
Whoa, and then just when they're about to reach the ground again, they grab onto the car door again.
Yeah.
So that they can land.
They land on the street, just outside the dump. They crash.
And they go skidding, and there's sparks flying underneath them, and it looks really cool.
They crash into a bathtub store.
Oh my gosh.
And they land in a tub filled with water. And soap.
The garbage man's weakness!
And the garbage men go to grab them, and... It can't. And it comes back, and it retreats. The garbage retreats back into the dump.
What just happened there?
What was that? I did not sign up for that today. I'm going home, Lala. I can't do this.
Johnny Bravo, be brave.
I know, I'm big and strong and sexy. But that was crazy, man.
I believe in you, and I believe in me.
What?
I don't know. I'm having difficulties today. Thinking.
Lala's a pretty smart
cookie.
PI cook, cookie, and she figures out that the dump monsters are afraid of the soap.
Mm-hmm.
She pieces it together. She goes to Toys R Us.
Yes. Do they buy a new piggy bank to use as
bait?
Yes.
Yeah. And also a couple super soakers.
Oh, that's right.
And
put some soap in it.
Puts a bunch of soap and fills it up and she calls up the rest of the Teletubbies.
Oh.
To back her up. It's all four Tubbies.
Uh-huh.
That is the plural of Teletubby.
That's right, the Tubbies.
All four Tubbies. And they're looking like the Ghostbusters. They've got their super soakers.
Uh-huh.
And they're hiding behind... They're hiding on a street in an alley.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all, like, up and down the street. It's a long street.
Okay,
you understand
the
street.
Okay, so cars on the street.
Cars are on a street. And you know how streets have alleys.
Yes.
To
the side.
And it's long.
Long.
So Poe is... Up front.
Up front is Poe on the street. Yes.
No, he's in an alley.
Oh, Poe, up front, down the alley.
He's down an alley. And so basically it's like the street. God.
Draw me a diagram. So we got...
They're on Main Street.
Okay,
and,
Main Street.
Poe is at First.
Oh, First Avenue.
First Avenue.
First Avenue, the alley of First Avenue.
Tipsy Whoopsie. Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky is on Third.
Okay.
Who's
on First?
Very good joke.
Who's left? Dipsy, Whipsy, Pipsy, Flip.
Tinky Winky, Dipsy.
It is Dipsy.
Okay.
Okay.
So, on First is Poe.
Poe's on First.
Dipsy's on Third.
Dipsy's on Third.
Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky.
Is on Sixth.
All right.
And then the Lala's street. Back on Eighth.
I see. At the top of the street.
Yeah. And they've all placed, in every single garbage can on the street, they've placed a piggy bank.
Oh, yes.
They know it's garbage day.
Wednesday, 8 a.m. Here come the garbage trucks.
The garbage truck comes down the street. It picks up the garbage on First.
Right. Now, I think garbage trucks are going to still pick up the garbage, whether or not there's a piggy bank on it.
Yeah, that's true. But this attracts... Okay, this is what happens. This attracts the monster, though.
Okay.
So the monster gets so, like, excited to steal the capital...
Yes.
...of everyone's piggy banks that it... It reaches its tentacle and grabs...
Oh, into people's bedrooms.
Yes.
Even.
Yes, that's how it's getting all of the piggy banks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right, that is the problem that is
that's
has to be
that's
solved.
That's what's happening.
So yeah, as the dump truck drives down the street, it reaches into every house and grabs piggy banks and knows it's Wednesday morning, so everyone's at work.
Oh, yes.
The piggy banks are left defenseless.
Yep.
Poe jumps out and sprays soap and water onto the monster's tentacle.
Wait, first she has to say a cool quip. Hey, take a bath.
Take a bath. You haven't washed behind your ears.
That's good. That's pretty good.
And sprays the monster, and it immediately grabs Poe, pulls him in, and...
Beep! Crushes her.
And... Oh my gosh. Lazlo's breathing.
Come down, come down. It's okay. I can do this.
It grabs Tinky Winky and throws Tinky Winky across town.
Oh my god.
Crashes into something painful.
A building.
A building.
A glass factory.
A glass factory. A glass shard factory.
That's right.
Dipsy looks at Lala from down the street. Fear in her eyes.
God. Just sweating. Sweating.
And...
What do we do, man? What do we do? Game over, man! Are they dead?
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's got hard-boiled.
And Dipsy drops his water gun and runs. And
I can't do it, man!
Lala doesn't blame Dipsy at all. But the trash grabs Dipsy and pulls Dipsy in.
Oh no. And he's screaming and just clawing,
yeah,
at, the,
clawing at the ground.
At the concrete. This turned really horrific.
Yeah.
Scary.
Dag. Where do we go? How do the... How?
Trash monster. Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo, I don't...
Is he too scared?
I mean, we could do
he's
this ex machina. Johnny Bravo could save
comes
the day.
Back in.
But right now, Johnny
scared.
Bravo isn't here.
He's not here.
This is Lala's mission.
Yep. He peed his pants, ran off to his mama. Yeah. Too scared. I thought Lala was dead.
No, Lala's the only one left.
Oh, Poe died.
Poe died, yeah. Lala was the last one on the street.
Right.
How do you get... Lala runs over to... Just runs. Mm-hmm. The dump truck is chasing after. The tentacles are grabbing onto the earth and, like, pulling at the concrete.
Uh-huh.
And Lala's running and running. And she spies a fire hydrant.
Ooh.
And she jumps at the fire hydrant with her antenna.
Uh-huh.
And latches onto the bolt.
Oh, whoa.
And spins it. And uh-huh. water just pours out and hits the dump truck. And yep. the dump truck is pushed backwards and is now covered in water.
And the monster starts melting.
Melting.
You haven't seen the last of me, Lala.
You can't defeat us. We are your trash. If you destroy me, you will only will form again.
You can't stop the trash.
You will throw things out. Whether you throw out one napkin, we will start there. And we will, and then it's, so that's enough. And
yep.
the monster is
and
destroyed.
Then Lala says, "Huh, there's not going to be another trash monster because," and then she picks up a can from the trash pile that just dissolved,
mm-hmm.
puts it in the recycling bin. This has been a message from Concerned Children's Advertisers. Yes. And it was a recycling PSA the whole time.
It was the longest, most involved recycling yes. PSA of all time.
Because if you don't recycle, trash monsters will form and mm-hmm. steal your piggy banks and kill you in a horrific fashion.
So what we see is Lala goes and talks to the city and, like, you know, is on a podium. And she's, like, giving a enthralled speech. And Johnny Bravo's there holding a brand new piggy bank.
That's right.
Mama's there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a single tear goes down his face. And everyone learns that they have to recycle. They have to upcycle.
Reduce,
they have to reduce.
Reuse. Recycle.
Yes. And so people...
It's a beautiful day here in the city of Townsville or wherever Johnny Bravo lives. I don't fucking know.
Well, we decided they were in New York. So.
Oh, yeah, they were in New York.
So they're in New York.
Right next to Teletubbyville.
Yeah. And, yeah, so New York learns, you know...
Learns to recycle and
learns
gets
to recycle.
Real clean.
Mm-hmm. And all those big trash bags on the street, no more.
No more.
And that was our fan fiction.
Learn to recycle, everybody.
Do you want to do some sandwich criticism?
Yeah, okay.
What's one thing we liked?
Good things.
I like this one.
This is pretty good.
I liked...
Pretty unique.
Yeah. It was more focused than we usually are, I think.
Uh-huh.
I want to say it felt like as soon as we were on, like, Lala, the Teletubby is a PI, it felt like
yep.
the barrel was rolling downhill, and Mario ain't going to be jumping over that barrel.
he's going to get smooshed.
He's going to get smooshed. What's one thing we didn't like?
I kept for not being able to do the role play for some reason. Yeah, I kept
yeah.
getting in my own head about it,
it's,
I guess.
It's okay. Like,
sometimes
I,
it just doesn't come out.
I gave you the role. I mean, I didn't give it to you, but you took over the role of Lala.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay.
And I was like, this is more than I can handle.
Yeah. Because, like, Lala was like, we were like, Lala's this goes from being 5 to, like, 9. And then you were like, I'm
I was like, oh, fuck, this is not.
It's like,
okay,
right.
I'm just going with it.
Yeah. And one last thing we liked.
That's what 9-year-olds sound like. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Have you seen a 9-year-old recently?
Yeah.
I love Fortnite. You want to see me floss? This is how I floss.
I love the app Musical.ly. It's so fun.
What's Musical.ly?
I don't know, but my 9-year-old niece fucking loves it. You can upload a video of yourself dancing, I guess? I don't know.
All right,
it's
great.
Crazy. Yeah.
And last thing we liked, I really liked, it was clearly very inspired by Venom, but I liked the idea
yeah.
of this trash monster that
trash monster.
Has sentience throughout all of trash.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good.
Oh, trash. It's so gross.
Yeah.
He's stinky.
He It's so stinky and bad.
How stinky?
How stinky?
That'll be next week's show.
We'll do a how stinky next week.
Who has the stinkiest garbage? Which superhero team has the stinkiest garbage?
So, Fantastic Four, X-Men, Justice League,
Avengers,
Guardians of the Galaxy. Of those five, who's the stinkiest garbage? I'm going to say the X-Men, because they are freaks, and I hate mutants, and I want all mutants to die. Because
they're different than
us. They're different than us, and that makes me scared.
Other is very bad, as we know.
Also, I'm just thinking, like,
there's probably, like, a lot of slime.
Yeah, they got wacky powers. Out of all of the superheroes, their powers seem to be the most unique.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, probably they'd have some weird ones. There'd be a
lot of weird stuff molding in their trash.
And, you know,
Storm.
Mr. X-Men. Xavier.
The very same Mr. X-Men, yes.
Xavier. He's stinky. Xavier X-Men. He just sits all day and
is... Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Very sweaty.
Yeah.
Old man smell?
Old man smell.
Like tweed.
Mm-hmm.
Tweed and mothballs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As we know, old people are bad.
Yeah. Things that are bad. Mutants. Old people.
Being different.
Being different.
And being unique.
If you'd like to suggest characters for us, send them on over to ffwrshow@gmail.com. Hey. Let's give a prompt.
Send them on over.
What is
the sexiest?
Let's do first crush.
Ooh.
Or like current crush. Like,
cartoon crushes.
Doesn't have to be cartoon crush, but like a fictional character that like you had a crush on and like realize like, oh no, I have a crush on Venom. I have a crush on Eddie Brock. I have a crush on Spider-Man.
Speaking of no TPs, Venom and Eddie Brock. Oh, I guess.
Yeah, that was great.
That's the hot new ticket item.
One of the last like lines of the movie, I don't even remember what it was, but they were like walking away and they were like bickering back and forth, and I was like, oh, they're so cute.
Yeah,
I actually was really like good. Really into them as a couple. Yeah. Yeah.
And they want to kiss and hug each other.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to the band known as the Band Known as Seawater Bliss for the use of their song Theme from Teen Wolf 2 as our intro and outro.
And remember, when in doubt, just AU that garbage. Garbage!
And we make garbage!
Oh no.
Oh no! We've been infected by the...
Our podcast...
Trash Monster!
...is part of the Trash Monster. No.
We haven't been recycling properly because we've been creating this audio garbage.
Audio garbage!